Zoning Board, October 23rd, 2024 meeting. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. Roll call. Mr. Becker? Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Geary? Mr. Loeb?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi? Mrs. Snyder?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Under Secretary's Report, may I have a motion to adopt the September 25th meeting minutes?
Buck.
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
None.
May I have a motion to adopt Resolution ZBA 24-013, 1168 Building?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yep.
I turn the meeting over to the Chair, Mr. Buck.
Avery, if you would.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, Avery Teitler here on behalf of the applicants. The application of Richard and Eileen Shoemaker, they're the owners of 1419 Pleasure Avenue, which is known as Lot 7 in Block 1411. Property's interior lot measuring 30 feet by 75 feet. Property's located in the Bayview R1 zone. It contains an older single-family dwelling. The applicants are here tonight seeking approval to raise and renovate the existing building on the property. Several bulk variances are required for approval of the project. However, the testimony and evidence will indicate that all the requested variances are a result of pre-existing non-conforming conditions that will not be significantly exacerbated as a result of the raise and renovation. Additionally, the impervious coverage will be reduced to conforming percentage. The project will add two parking spaces where presently none exist, and the aggregate side yard setback will be improved to conforming. It's also worth noting that the height of the raised building will be less than the maximum. The building will only have two total stories, and the floor area ratio will be 30% less than the maximum, which is 100% for the zone. The requested variances can be granted under the C2 standard and that multiple purposes zoning will be achieved as a result of this project, including securing the property from flood, reducing and or eliminating many existing non-conforming conditions, and increasing parking. The project will also provide a significant aesthetic improvement, resulting in a more desirable visual environment for the neighbors and neighborhood. The testimony and evidence will indicate that the positive aspects of granting this application outweigh negative aspects. As a result, the substantial detriment to the public good and granting the variance does not substantially impair the intent nor purpose of the zone plan and zoning ordinance. The applicants intend on calling one witness tonight. That is the project architect, James Chadwick.
James, you both swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Mr. Chadwick, even before this board, on a number of occasions, the board accepted his credentials?
Yeah.
Mr. Chadwick, can you provide the board an overview of the application, please?
Very simply, this is a single-family residence in a single-family neighborhood on the easterly side of Pleasure Avenue. The bay front is directly across the street with a series of houses. The lot is a 75-foot deep lot. It is a conforming lot for this zone at 2,250 square feet. Has an old structure on it, single family residence. It was built circa 1930 or so. It has many of the non-conformities that we run into regularly with these older structures, not the least of which being that it's too low to the ground and is subject to flooding when we get storms like Sandy and others that come along.
So the project is a true raise and renovation, is that correct?
That's correct.
We're staying in the same footprint?
We're staying in the same footprint.
All right, let's go through the variances for the board. We need a front yard setback variance, is that correct?
Correct.
Could you prepared an exhibit to indicate the front yard setback and how it's skewed in this block, is that correct?
I did.
All right, why don't you just go through that with the board quickly. You have a larger depiction of it, and then you have handouts, which I'll hand out.
Yep.
What's that, a street survey, aerial street
aerial.
Survey?
It's an aerial photograph from Google Earth.
Okay.
Essentially from 14th Street to 15th Street on Pleasure Avenue.
I called it aerial pics. Maybe, if you care.
With regard to this exhibit, Mr. Chadwick, could you describe what this exhibit shows and front yard setback?
very simply, what you have in front of me is what I'm holding up here, just in larger form. It's a streetscape of Pleasure Avenue. The property in question is this one right here, 1419 Pleasure Avenue, not quite middle of the block. The purpose of this exhibit is really very simple. The zoning ordinance requires a 25-foot front yard setback along this stretch of roadway from Schedule B. I've indicated on the exhibit that you have the front property line and then the 25-foot setback. Suffice it to say, there's not a single structure on this entire block face that meets the 25-foot front setback. In fact, they're all just about 10 feet, which is what this property has as well. You can see the straight line all the way down Pleasure Avenue of the existing structures.
Just for point of clarity, the top black line is the property lines for all these properties, correct?
Correct.
And then the second black line is the front yard setback, or what it should be in the zone at 25 feet.
Correct.
All right, so we need variance for that. West side yard setback, we need a variance for that. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's a pre-existing non-conforming condition?
Yes.
And it's actually going to be slightly improved?
Yes.
All right. We need a rear yard setback variance for the building, but I would say the aggravating factor there is that we're creating a stairwell to access the building from the rear. Is that correct?
That's correct. There is a stair at the back of the building now. But because the building is much lower to grade, there's only about three or so steps up into the building from that rear stair. With the building now being raised so that we can park underneath it and protect this building from flooding, we have significantly more risers to get up into the building. Thus, the new stair, which would require a rear yard setback.
And that stair only encompasses a very, very small portion of the property, correct?
That's correct.
The remaining of the building is going to stay where it is in the footprint where it is today, correct?
Correct. There's a shed portion of the building at the very back that's a laundry and utility room. That's the existing non-conforming rear yard setback that is going to be raised. It's not going to be made any worse. It's just going to be raised to the new elevation.
And there's also a detached garage that's not functional, that's going to be removed in the rear of the property, correct?
Yeah, in fact, it doesn't meet the minimum requirements for dimensions for a garage. It doesn't meet the minimum distance from the alley, and it doesn't meet the minimum distance between the garage and the principal structure. We're going to remove that garage in its entirety, make it much easier to take a left-hand or right-hand turn to then park underneath the raised residence.
We also need variance relief for building coverage. Again, that, even though we need a variance for that, it is improving the condition, slightly improving. Is that correct?
It's slightly improving. Very simply, this is an older building that has about four or so different layers of siding on the exterior walls. Avery likes to use the term, we're going to give the house a shave and a haircut. In this case, we're going to remove multiple layers of that old exterior siding, and it will increase our side yard setbacks marginally.
And eaves. The eaves are existing non-conformity, and we're just going to keep them where they are, correct?
Correct.
All right. These are all C variances.
They are.
Other than the stairwell in the rear yard, these are all existing non-conforming conditions, correct?
Correct.
And there's no exacerbation of any of these conditions. In fact, some of these conditions, which we're going to go through in a minute, are being approved.
Correct.
All right. Impervious coverage. Presently, the impervious coverage is not conforming, correct?
Yes.
And we're going to be improving the impervious coverage by approximately 8%.
We are.
And that's going to make it to, that's going to bring it to a conforming number?
Yes.
Okay. The side yard setbacks, the west side yard setback, we still need a variance, but that's being improved. But more importantly, the aggregate side yard setback is being improved to a conforming number, correct?
That is correct.
All right. And we are creating two parking spaces as a result of this project, correct?
And there are presently none on site.
So that's a huge benefit. A couple other statistics I think it's important for the board to be aware of. The building height at the end of this project is going to be lower than the maximum threshold?
By about 2 feet.
Okay. And the floor area ratio is going to be well below the 100% it could be?
Correct.
And a new construction building on this site could have 2.5 stories?
It could. This building will be maxed out at 2 stories.
Okay.
No half story.
And the building that we're proposing, it's only going to include 3 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms?
Yeah. Very simply, we're going to remove a portion of the roof from this building so that we can add a second floor addition. That second floor addition will be a new master suite. So we'll have that new master suite plus two bedrooms downstairs. That will make a total of three bedrooms. When we construct, assuming the board approves, when we construct this second floor addition, we've designed it so that the front wall of that addition meets the 25-foot front yard setback requirement. We're going to remove a portion of roof that sits over the existing structure in front of that addition and introduce into that space a new deck. The result of that will be a usable deck outside, does not have a roof over it, so it's not a porch. And the height of the railing for that new deck is actually lower than where the line of the existing roof would fall if it weren't removed. So in our opinion, we'll be improving sight lines. Even though we are raising the house, we're improving sight lines from what could be there if we left the roof in place.
And it also doesn't create a true full story. It's stepped back a little bit off of the existing structure, correct?
Correct. And we've also done one other thing. In the construction of this second floor addition, we are recessing the wall on the southerly side. The southerly side of the building has a deficient side yard setback at the existing building, at the first floor level. The second floor will be inset, stepped back, so that it has a conforming side yard setback.
We are, as a result of this project, we're reducing and or eliminating 8 existing non-conforming conditions that are all listed on page 4 of Mr. Maffei's report. Is that correct?
I think it's either 7 or 8.
Yes. Well, I think there's 7 eliminated and 1 being reduced.
I agree.
Okay. One final point before we conclude here. There is an alley behind this property, and it's a small alley. It's only 10 feet wide. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it makes access difficult.
It does. You can imagine, and for those of you who might have property on an alley, you know how difficult it is to make that turn into a garage on a 15-foot wide alley, which most of the alleys in Ocean City are 15-foot wide. This alley is only 10-foot wide. So eliminating that garage will give us adequate room to be able to make that turn to get in underneath the house, and will probably also benefit our neighbor behind us as well by creating or eliminating that obstruction.
Mr. Chadwick, in your professional opinion, can the requested variance be granted under the C2 or flexible standard?
I believe they can.
All right, and that's because several purposes of zoning are being met under the municipal land use law?
Yeah, we're protecting from flood and other natural disaster.
Making it safer?
We're making it safer. We're providing, I believe, a desirable visual environment.
Let's talk about, we're promoting the public health and general welfare as a result of the raise and renovation?
Yes, I believe so.
And we just testified about reducing and or eliminating 8 existing non-conforming conditions that presently exist at the property?
Also a benefit.
Providing 2 off-street parking spaces where none presently exist?
Providing gutters where none presently exist.
Providing gutters where none exist. The structure that's there right now, it's outdated, so it needs a shave and a haircut, but it's also going to be provided a more desirable visual environment for the neighbors in the neighborhood.
I agree.
All right. Can you think of any substantial detriment to the public good? Board sees fit to grant the application.
I do not see any.
Any substantial impairment to the intent and purpose of the zone plan or zoning ordinance?
No.
So it's your testimony the negative criteria has been satisfied?
It is.
Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Chadwick, for the moment. The applicant rests.
Thank you, Mr. Maffei.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our report's dated September 10th, 2024. As indicated, they're here seeking approval to raise and renovate the existing house to include raising the structure to elevation 4.67 from elevation 9, 5.67 feet above the FD, remove the existing roof, add a second story addition, add a second story front deck, replace the roof, reconstruct the existing front yard and first floor porch, create storage space and 2-car garage at the ground level, remove the existing detached garage and reduce the impervious coverage. Since the structure is being raised more than 3 feet, all the existing non-conformities require variance relief. And they are minimum front yard setback to the building, to the porch, the second floor deck, minimum side yard or less, minimum rear yard setback to the building, minimum rear yard setback to the stairs, maximum building coverage, maximum front yard heat width, maximum or minimum side yard heat width, and minimum side yard heat width to the west. The following existing non-conformities are the front yard setback, the side yard setback from the building, Total side yard setback is eliminated, rear yard setback to the building, maximum building coverage be reduced, impervious coverage is eliminated, number of parking spaces eliminated, front yard setback is covered porch, gutters have been eliminated, front yard eat width unchanged, side yard eat width unchanged, the garage obviously eliminated, rear yard setback to garage eliminated, and the distance from the garage to the house eliminated. I would request a few restrictions for the storage area of John 4, that's John Pass, and if there's any other plan revisions the board sees fit, there are no public improvements, so no form of guarantee is required for this application. That's it, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Snyder? Becker?
Just one, talking broad terms, but in comparison, square footage of the finished product here versus a fully conforming new build maxed out to 2.6, this is smaller in overall square footage, obviously, right?
Yeah, I don't know the number, but significantly smaller.
One question. Thank you.
Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, you said the, what, the upstairs is set in 2 feet?
I don't think I said 2 feet, but it is set in.
Why is that?
So that we can comply with the minimum required side yard setback.
For the second floor?
For the second floor addition.
Okay, one other question. You said there's no roof on it, so it is a deck, not a porch?
A deck is not a porch. There are separate definitions.
A roof makes the difference?
Pretty much, yes. It has to meet certain dimensions.
Where that really affects is calculations of lot coverage, et cetera. So whether you call it a porch, call it a deck, becomes important for lot coverage.
Building coverage.
That's why it's important.
I just wondered. Okay. Yeah,
that's the reason why it's important.
The front porch at the first floor level is a porch because it has a roof over it. We have a similar walking surface that we're creating on the second floor, but without a roof, it's classified as a deck rather than a porch.
Now, what if somebody were to put a canopy there, a campus canopy, that would be fixed, but they could take it down?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Yeah.
Doesn't count? Okay,
not thank a roof.
Mr. Price?
No questions.
Mr. DeMarco?
Just to clarify, you said that it's going straight out. There's nothing, you're not adding on to it. It's just going to lift, there's just being lifted straight out.
We are adding on, but at the second floor.
The second floor level, the footprint's not changing.
Correct. Straight up.
At any point did you try to get the stairs out the back under the house?
No, we did not try to do that because the floor plan on the inside of this house is small. As you can see, it's only a 30 by 70 foot wide lot, and it would have very significantly hampered the living, dining, or the kitchen area to try to put them underneath the house.
What's your parking requirement?
Two spaces. That's what we have.
Three bedroom, two spaces.
You should have three.
Two.
Shouldn't you have three?
Four would be three.
The outside one doesn't count?
Yeah.
For buffer?
I guess you could say we have three spaces. Two stacks in the garage and one here. But that might not be 18 feet there.
It's 18 on paper.
Yeah, that's close.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Well, is it close or is it 18 on paper?
So you want to say we got
three parking spaces?
Three parking spaces?
Well,
you can say that.
Yeah, but I was going to take one back because you could stack the stairs underneath the stairs that are already through the core of the house, thereby negating one of your interior, albeit useless, parking spots.
We would rather keep two parking spaces in underneath the structure.
Nothing else. Open it to the public. Anyone here wish to speak on this application? Seeing none, I'll close. Ask for summary.
The variances that we're seeking are all a result of pre-existing non-conforming conditions. They're there now. They're going to be there tomorrow. Regardless of what happens here tonight, but what will happen if the application is approved is that, as I've said, eight existing non-conforming conditions will be reduced and or eliminated. Importantly, the impervious coverage, the aggregate side yard setback, and we will create parking spaces that are non-exist. I think Mr. Loeb sort of hit on this. This is a new construction. It could be built with a floor area ratio of 100%. It could be built with 2.5 stories, actually 2.6, and a height of almost 2 feet higher than what's proposed, with certainly more bedrooms and more bathrooms, and be a much more impactful structure. So what I think we presented is a modest and respectful project that I think satisfies the purpose of zoning. For those reasons, I think the board has enough evidence to approve the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Stein, please.
Yeah, just a second. No performance guarantee.
No deed restriction.
Okay. One second. Okay. This is the application of Richard and Eileen Schumacher. The owners of the property known as 1419 Pleasure Avenue, also known as Block 1411, Lot 17. The applicant seeks to raise and renovate an existing structure, raising the property so as to take it out of harm's way for flood. In addition, provide two off-street parking spaces, albeit there may be one more, but in any event, comply with off-street parking place where there is not. The applicant indicates that the variances, although there are variances being requested, this is a straight raise. There are no, the footprint of the building will remain the same. All the variances that will occur will be the same as to what exists, other than some will be improved. There'll be seven non-conformities being eliminated, one made better, but as indicated, there will be still requirements for variance as a result of the raise. For the minimum front yard setback to building, to the covered porch, to the front deck, to the side yard setback, rear side yard to building, and maximum rear to stairs, maximum building. Front yard eave, side yard eave, again, side yard eave, east and west, but again, all of these are existing. In addition, the applicant is arguing that this is a enhancement to the architectural, and that is a sufficient reason for granting. In addition, the applicant has indicated there'll be no substantial detriment to zone plan, master plan, neighborhood scheme. A1 is the aerial pictures. Standard conditions apply, but in addition to the standard conditions, those conditions is outlined in number 5 of Mr. Maffei's and 7 of Mr. Maffei's report. We need a motion.
Buck.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm trying to figure out what we got. We got
some. Thank you all for your time.
Do we have any...
Quickly, I still haven't gotten a decision from the judge, because he's the judge and he can give his decisions when he wants to give his decisions, number one. Number two, the decision I said is going to happen. It'll happen. Based on oral argument, there's no doubt in my mind. But then the parties will still argue about whether or not there were illegal expansions made over the last 80 years. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Motion adjourned.
Waddell second.
Thank you.